This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time for the Rangers Player Show, brought to you by Ricos and the Rangers Rewards Fan Card. Score big with the card that delivers swag and experiences that Ranger fans really want. Apply today at RangersRewards.com. And our special Rangers player today is Jesse Chavez. How you doing today, Jesse?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thanks for jumping on with us. We appreciate it. Now, a little birdie told us that you are really into football, and you've done a little quarterbacking in your time. So tell us about your interest in football and your personal playing career as well.
Well, it stopped when I got to high school. Elbow ran into, you know, obviously the transition to throwing a baseball and stuff, but like that. But I played up until high school, so I was 14. Just was able to throw the football, you know, kind of far and had accuracy with it, and played from 7 to 14, Pop Warner. And we ran all types of offenses from, you know, the split to option, all kinds of stuff. And it was just fun to do, and we had great athletes that went to play college and stuff like that, but never got drafted, but it was fun.
Well, so at some point, a lot of you guys that are professional athletes, you have to make a decision which way you're going to go and what sport and all that. So at the point where you're strictly baseball, what did you think at that point? Did you see a big league career ahead of you? When did it all sort of click for you and you knew, hey, baseball was going to be what my career is all about?
In all honesty, I had no idea what the path was to get to the big leagues. I mean, I knew of – we had the San Bernardino Stampede over there where I think it was the Mariners at the time when I was a kid. That was that team, and then just what I saw on TV and what I knew about was basically all I knew about baseball. I just loved the game and just took it for what it was. I didn't really see it as becoming a big leaguer. I mean, I just played the game for fun and still do, and never really thought of it of, oh, I want to be a big leaguer or anything like that.
That's awesome. And you've had a lot of success, and you've been one of the best relievers in all of baseball here the last couple of years. You've had some fantastic seasons. This season, you got off to a little bit of a bumpy start, but you've really turned that around and are pitching very, very well right now. How would you explain just kind of the bumps in the road you kind of ran into earlier this season?
I call it, you know, they call it a hangover for a reason from the year before. Some teams get off to slow starts, some guys get off to slower than others, and the rare breeds are those elite players that never have that when they go to the, you know, deep into the season or whatever. And last year I was put to the test throwing 100 innings out of the bullpen, and something I have never done before. I've only done it if I had starts, and kind of lingered into this year, I guess, so to speak. Nothing was really sharp, nothing was really biting, and wasn't getting the swings that I was used to last year, and it was kind of frustrating, but I just knew with my ability and the way I go about my business, I mean, things are going to turn. It can't stay that way forever, and I mean, I was just glad to get out of April.
Get out of April, and of course you're having a really incredible May. So Jesse, you know, whenever you have a player on, you do the normal thing. Hey, I'm going to swing by Wikipedia or Baseball Reference and look at a few nuggets. And on the website on Baseball Reference, they'll list the nickname, and they have you listed as Flacco.
Uh-huh.
Now, players in the Rangers clubhouse call you that? Who calls you that? Who all calls you Flacco?
Some guys call me, I think, just out of reaction. Because I'm skinny. But,
yes, I can relate.
Brandon Boyd, he's probably the one that really calls me Flacco the most. Him and Volke call me Flacco the most, because they gave me that name. They were around when I got it, when I was here the first time when I was drafted.
Okay.
So they kind of remember me from that, and they've always called me ever since, every time we cross paths, and it's kind of been one that's stuck, and I mean, I like it because if you got a nickname, I mean, obviously they like you.
Yeah. Oh, hey, I can relate to this. And let me tell you, you've never seen or met me, Jesse, but I'm a 48-year-old man named Skin, which is short for skinny.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point in my life, I have a pot belly and boobs, but everybody still calls me Skin because I got that nickname when I was 15. You can't choose your nickname. It chooses you, Jesse.
Yeah.
And I'm loving that you're embracing Flacco. I think it's a great nickname.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to run with it.
You got to run with it.
All right, so I got to ask you about this. We were also told that you are a bit of a gamer. What is your game of choice? What video games do you play?
I play all types. Right now I'm into PUBG and Brawl Stars.
Huh. No, so are you one of those guys who's anti-Fortnite?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's way too much for me.
Now let's find out why. Go ahead and tell us why no Fortnite.
Way too much to build. I mean, why do you want to build? Just run into a house and get your stuff and run out and then go shoot somebody.
There you go. There you go. It's
amazing. You're a cut to the chase guy.
Yeah.
So what game has the best graphics in that regard right now?
You got to tip your hat. I mean, they do have really good graphics on Fortnite. But I like Call of Duty type of games, more realistic type.
What about football games? There's a lot of sports games, but is being a football fan, you get your Madden on?
Yeah. Yeah, I download it every season.
Do you have a particular team you play with?
Cardinals. I'm a Cardinals fan.
Really? Why is that?
The Raiders and the Rams couldn't make up their mind, leaving L.A. all the time.
Right.
And then I'm not going to go down and be a Chargers fan. Wouldn't be right. If I be a Niners fan, and then I'll have nobody to root against my grandma with. And then I was like, all right, next closest is Arizona. It's only a five-hour drive, so might as well.
No, very nice.
Okay, back in like 2002, 2001 era.
So were you born in Fontana, born and raised there?
No, I was born in San Gabriel.
Okay.
We moved to Fontana when I was three.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my wife was born in Fontana, which is why I ask you. And
that's,
you
Kaiser,
know,
right there?
Yeah, so you're sitting there talking about, you know, Rams and Raiders and all that kind of stuff. But you have another interesting nugget, at least I think it's interesting, in that you married your high school sweetheart and she's a longshoreman. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay, explain to everybody what that is and what she does and why she's still doing it.
She's doing it same reason why I'm still playing. She loves it. Now she's an A-book, so she only has to work once a month. Everybody asks me what it is. I say, have you seen Gone in 60 Seconds, where he jumps over the ambulance on the bridge and he gets in that little chase on the little dock area?
Yeah.
That's basically where she works. And so she just drives a forklift, and the ship picks up a canister and puts it on her her little truck, and she drives it around to another crane, and they pick it up and stack that one, or vice versa, and then she just gets back in line, and she does that once a month now because she's an A-book, and that means she's put in enough time.
That's awesome. That's fantastic. I love that she just kept doing it. That's really cool. We're talking to Jesse Chavez of the Texas Rangers here on 105.3 The Fan. All right, you've been playing in the majors since 2008, and we've been talking a lot about Josh Hamilton today. We've got him on our show a little bit later, and he got announced that he was going into the Rangers Hall of Fame. Do you have any memories? Did you ever go up against Josh back in the day?
Yeah.
So what do you think of when you think of pitching to Josh Hamilton? How good was he in the eyes of an opposing pitcher?
I mean, the first time I faced him was, I think it was 9 or no. It had to have been 12 here when I came up with the Blue Jays. It's uncomfortable. It was an uncomfortable at bat.
I mean,
he covered all four quadrants of the, I mean, all nine boxes, you could say, but I call him four, inside, up, down, in and out. I mean, he covered all of them, and for me, that's where I like to go. And if I can't go there, and I know he can handle all of them, I'm kind of in a pickle. But I mean, any time he stepped into the box, it was a presence. I mean, you just felt it. No matter where you were.
Talking to Jesse Chavez here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. So our Jared Sandler says you have very strong opinions on the idea of the opener. And obviously baseball's changing quite a bit. I'm curious how you feel about that and if that's you're comfortable with these changes in baseball and particularly that.
Nah. I mean, if your organization's built for it, go ahead. But yes, it did last year, you know, work for Tampa and things like that, but I don't think it can last. I mean, they're not going to be called starters anymore. Might as well just call them long relievers or long pitchers.
Right.
I just think you need five starters, and if you don't, I mean, you're kind of not sitting on the other guys down there in the bullpen, you know what I mean? Like, then you're putting more workload for them. What I mean, yeah, you got two of the main ones, but sometimes we all know it's not going to go their way all the time. And if you have to pick up that day, then you got four others in between or three others in between, then you're kind of really in a tough spot. I just think you got to breed five starters, and you got to have depth, and that's what spring training's for. See who can do it, see who can't.
All right, obviously you bring a veteran presence to the ball club, and that's awesome for a front office to have when you have, and coaching staff to have, veteran players who can help with the younger guys as well. Are you the type of guy that would put your arm around a Jose Leclerc and say, here's what I'm seeing? Or are you the type of guy who's like, hey, if he comes to me and asks, I'm happy to help? How do you approach leadership?
You can't just get right into it. You got to watch the guys, how they go about their business. I mean, see what they're doing. Is it different than last year? You know, I haven't been with him last year when he had unreal success. Everything was the same. So you just let them do their thing, and you just talk about sequences. What are you feeling? What's your ball doing to one side of the plate that it wasn't doing last year? What it wasn't doing early on? Things like that, and what pitch plays off of what other pitch? That's what we try to talk about when we're going. Things aren't going our way, instead of just trying to reinvent the wheel. And that's where kind of I come in, to where they don't do that. Tell them every single day, like, forget the bad, remember the good, and go from there. That's the biggest thing. I think that's what a good leader does, is they let you kind of police yourself but not let you get too over the top with it, and put their foot a little bit down when they need to and say, hey, man, you're looking a little bit too much. And that's what I learned from the older guys before me.
Well, Jesse, we've heard great things about you. We're super stoked to have you on the show and for appearing on this week's Rangers Player Show. Jesse, you're going to receive a $100 gift card to Pluckers, a proud Rangers sponsor. Visit one of the 7 DFW Pluckers locations today or check them out. Pluckers.com. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
There he goes, Jesse Chavez of the Texas Rangers.
Put their throat on the neck.
Yeah. How about that? It's kind of your spirit animal in a way, because he's got your same nickname. It's just in Spanish.
Yeah, he grew up where my wife was born. I mean, there's just a lot of connections. We're both, neither one of us play Fortnite.
Yeah, that's true. You have that in common.
I play PUBG. What do I play?
Both of you are PUBG. A little bit intimidated by Josh Hamilton in the batter's box.
I've always been unwilling to say it, but he does. I think a lot of people say nine, but I say four quadrants. I've said he can cover all four quadrants. I've said that for a long time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.